There's a drop about 10 to 12 feet. Over the years, I have quite a few unexpected visitors right into my yard sometimes. Sometimes the vehicle over the body, one thing or another. To date, no one has been killed, but it's down the road if no barrier's going to put on here.
The hedge has been damaged. Mm-hmm. Trees have been damaged. You can see the roots have been broken. And that's all damage caused by cars coming through?
By cars. The last accident you see there for yourself, they're 2 foot in diameter. A tree broken off there at the roots. I got a grant in the wall there and all I got was 5 foot. The actual fall in here is about 12 foot.
So the 5 foot wall, to be honest, doesn't really make any difference at all?
No, it doesn't make any difference, no. It's a very bad corner. And you see yourself different parts of it over the years, like there, there, there. You could see yourself four different cars come in.
The last few times then that you've come across an accident, I mean, what exactly has happened? Is the car has come in over the body?
The car came in, knocked that tree down, and by luck, there was a trailer there, and you couldn't have painted a nicer picture. The car was actually sitting in the trailer. Bad enough 20 years ago because the corner is still the corner, but now we have buses, we have a church up there, an awful lot of traffic on this road.
You can actually see the tyres, on the road as it passes here. There's not a lot there.
There's absolutely nothing. I would like to see a barrier. We contacted our local councillors. They're more than helpful, and we're waiting on somebody from the Roads Authority to come round and look at it, you know.
But like to see something done quickly before...
Oh, of course. As I say, there are buses and everything going up this road now compared to what they used to be.
Angela, I'll just come over to yourself. The last time that you were on this road, what happened?
Ended up hitting a wee bit of ice and the car started to come in. And then I steered out to try and stay away, but we ended up on, see this bit of hedge that has been damaged, we ended up on our side. The priority was just getting the wains out of the car, but it was my cousins and brother-in-laws came down to get the car out. They says if you'd have touched it, it would have been in the street, like it was just hanging there.
Do you think then a barrier would have made a difference?
A barrier, I would probably damage my car more, but it was a scary experience. It is a bad corner. It's been a bad corner for years. But I was scared. I was going to kill the wind.